aware of the absurdity of life. God is silent, he was fond of saying. Now, if we can only get man to shut up. Authentic being, reasoned Needleman, could only be achieved on weekends, and even then it required the borrowing of a car. Man, according to Needleman, was not a thing apart from nature, but was involved in nature, and could not observe his own existence without first pretending to be indifferent, and then running around to the opposite end of the room quickly in the hopes of glimpsing himself. His term for the life process was Angstzeit, loosely meaning anxiety time, and suggested man was a creature doomed to exist in time, even though that was not where the action was. After much reflection, Needleman's intellectual integrity convinced him that he didn't exist, his friends didn't exist, and the only thing that was real was his IOU to the bank for 6 million marks. Hence, he was charmed by the National Socialist philosophy of power, or as Needleman put it, "I have the kind of eyes that are set off by a brown shirt." After it became apparent that National Socialism was just the type of menace that Needleman stood against, he fled Berlin. Disguised as a bush and moving sideways, only 3 quick paces at a time, he crossed the border without being noticed. Everywhere in Europe, Needleman went. Students and intellectuals were eager to help him, awed by his reputation. On the run, he found